So if the abbot here, he doesn't know Tibetan well, he may face the same kind of problem. He may say the same thing. So next is trying to benefit other beings by trying to really comply with the intention, with the temperament, the inclination of the beings. If it so happens that your attitude, your behavior seem to be very much doesn't go in line with the way the other person behaves, the other person thinks, so then the other person won't be receptive to what you are to advise. So you should really try to behave in a way, in such a way that the other person feels like treating you as your teacher or so forth. So it says in Shantideva's Bodhisattva Guide to the Bodhisattva's Spiritual Life that if you really want to benefit some kind of people in some specific area, you must know the temperament, the culture, the habits and so forth of that locality, and then accordingly you should offer the benefits. Otherwise, however powerfully altruistic you may be, but it won't be of much benefit to those beings. Saying praise of those people having the qualities of respect, having the qualities of knowledge, having the qualities of patience and so forth. So by so doing, the other person will really feel that, oh, at least there is someone recognizing my qualities. So because of that he becomes so kind of inspired, and then he feels like engaging in those virtuous actions more strongly and more powerfully. So that is benefiting those people who are already in possession of virtuous qualities. So especially it is the job of the parents and the teachers to really kind of inspire their respective children, to let the children really feel kind of inspired towards the more education and more studies. Otherwise, some parents tend to, out of great affection, simply discourage the students, saying that, oh, you don't know anything, you cannot do anything like that. So that would rather kind of discourage the students, the children. So this skillful means, or the skillful way, is to really kind of encourage your children, the students, by really trying to by citing their own qualities, the positive qualities that they have. Once a mother led a small child close to me, and the small child, he or she happened to be kind of a little bit insane. And the mother was simply saying that, oh, this child has already gone crazy in front of me. And I felt a little bit kind of sad. So then I started telling to the mother, saying that we are all mad. It's not only this child. So I then tried to console the child instead by saying that, oh, don't worry. Don't worry, you'll be cured very soon. So as such, it would be so bad if you really try to say harsh words to someone else.
대비 가장으로 대비 가장이 아니 쿠징 쪽아
So there is one scientist, old scientist, and he composed. He must have been involved in composing many texts, many books. So there is one book entitled. He gave one book to me, and that the title of the book is the prison of hate. So if that is the case, then I told him that we are all caught up in the prison of hate. There are some cases of people who are really intelligent, and they are really when they are pointed to their faults, so they can really make kind of correction by themselves. And whereas in many cases, you really need to instead of pointing to all the points, all the faults, you rather try to say. Aside the positive qualities of the person, and then you try to really participate or be actively involved in uplifting or benefiting that person. So actually there is an account in relation to Dhomdenpa, one of the principal disciple of Adisha. So he has his own attendant called Ame, so his disciple as well as his cook. And then once the cook was always feeling that I'm always kind of involved with trivial jobs as cooking and so forth, and I'm not getting time for meditation. And then, in the presence of Dhomdenpa, he also kind of expressed his grievance. And the Dhomdenpa kind of said the same thing to him, saying that, I'm really sad to hear that. And I'm also actually very much busy with doing services and translation to Adisha. So as such, I too am not getting time for meditation. So then his servant, Dhomdenpa's servant, Ami, felt that, actually my teacher and we too are in the same plight. Both of us are not getting time for meditation. And then after Dhomdenpa kind of sharing him with his own grievance, so to kind of comply with the kind of grievance the Ami expressed. And then Dhomdenpa said, but the true beings of service to my teacher, I find no other meditation which surpass this. So this, in fact, being of very service to my teacher, is the best meditation, is the best practice that I can ever think of. And then I may also think that, indeed, then I'm actually serving my teacher. So as such, this is the very practice, this is the very meditation that I'm doing. So therefore, there is no need for me to worry about. And then Ami felt so relieved. So actually here, if you can think of this account, so we can think about how skillful Dhomdenpa has been. So first he was trying to really share with the kind of the problem the other person, the grievance the other person is expressing. And after that, he's adding as to how to really enlighten the other person in the light of delight and in the light of hope. So this is the skillful that one employs. So the 10th point is benefiting those people who are going in the wrong direction. So someone who is engaged in negative actions, so depending on the kind of the degree of the negativity that the other person is involved in, so similarly, you have to be skillful enough to impose the kind of punishment in different levels. So when I was small and studying, so my elder brother Lobsang Samden was also with me studying. So my senior tutor, he would have two lashes, one made of leather and one made of very beautiful strings. So the one with the beautiful string is for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and the one for the leather is for my elder teacher. So when the two brothers, they're out of laziness, if they don't engage in studies properly, so these lashes, these whips are actually meant for teaching these two, or are meant for punishing the two brothers. So I don't know if the law in Pavan permits. If it permits, then the abbot of the monastery should have a whip with him in his place. So benefiting other beings by way of miraculous powers. So those people, there are cases where some people are only benefited by kind of displaying various miraculous powers. But that, so from that, when you speak of that, we don't have anything to do because we don't have that miraculous powers. So these are the 11 ways of benefiting other beings. So actually these various points, they were kind of compiled from the Buddha sutras like Dōpelbuji and so forth, which had existed like more than 2,000 years. So they are still applicable nowadays. So next, how to generate ethical discipline in one's mental continuum. So here, we have to be very mindful of the benefits of observing the ethical disciplines and the default and the faults of not observing them properly. And the text reads, although there are three kinds of ethical discipline, the ethical discipline of restraint, the actual formulated rules of individual liberation, all the engagements and avoidances common to them are themselves important for bodhisattvas in the beginning. If they are guarded, the others will also be guarded, whereas if they are not guarded, the others will also not be guarded. Therefore, the compendium says that if the ethical discipline of the bodhisattva vows degenerates, all the vows are degenerated. Whoever thinks that the vows of individual liberation are for hearers and rejects the formulated rules of engagement and avoidance, saying, I must train in the other bodhisattva trainings, has thus not grasped the essential point of the training in the ethical discipline of bodhisattvas. For it is taught many times that the ethical discipline of restraint is the basis and source of the two subsequent ethical disciplines. And out of the three kind of the disciplines, ethical discipline, the first one, that is the ethical discipline of restraint, is the most important, and the second one, the second, and the third. So, how to really instruct someone else to engage in these ethical disciplines. So it is, first of all, by way of your own self observing these ethical disciplines, and thereby trained or tamed yourself. So that is actually the ethical discipline of taking the various or engaging the various virtues. And in order to have that, again, you have to engage in the ethical discipline of restraint, refraining from the negativities. So it is because of this that we see a problem. The sequence is something very fixed. So in short, it says that out of the various ethical disciplines, the most important thing is observing the ethical discipline, refraining from 10 known virtuous actions. Next, the training in the perfection of patience. The antidote of patience is subdivisions, how to generate patience in one's continuum.